WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in, and we are going to talk about a new roller coaster because we have joining us on the line, we have Sydney Snow, the Regional Manager of Public Relations for Six Flags New England. Good morning, Sydney. How are you today?
Good morning, Tim. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Anytime we can talk about roller coasters on a bright and sunny morning, that's a pretty good day.
Definitely gets you excited for summer.
And I think, you know, I was watching some of the videos that you sent over about this roller coaster. I'm super excited about this. The Quantum Accelerator is going to be one of the most unique roller coasters in all of New England.
That's true. We are really excited about it. This is our first new coaster here at the park since the Joker opened back in 2017. And this really is going to be a coaster for everyone. So we have some of our newer riders to all of our experienced coaster riders. People are really going to love this coaster.
So talk to us a little bit about what makes the Quantum Accelerator different than other roller coasters.
Yeah, so this is going to be really exciting. It has a top speed of 45 miles an hour, and riders will be on a hover bike. So think of it riding like a motorcycle. So that's something really unique to our park, but really a lot of parks. You have to be 48 inches tall to ride it, so it is going to be a family-friendly thrill coaster, and you're even going to experience 11 moments of airtime, so really that feeling of weightlessness as you are speeding around the track.
So you're sitting on this thing like you were on a motorcycle, but I assume that you are strapped down.
Yes, yes. You have all the proper restraints. It has a lap bar that goes over you. And then there are handlebars for you to hold on to just to give you that illusion like you are on a hover bike.
But you get that weightless feeling multiple times throughout the course of the ride. And then I saw on the statistics you sent over, it's a 2-minute and 14-second ride. That's a pretty long roller coaster ride.
Yes, it is. 2 minutes and 14 seconds. It is one of the longest that is going to be in the park. And the track length is about 2,604 feet.
So when the park is looking to add new rides, what kind of thought processes go into what kind of ride you want to build? I mean, obviously, you could always build the biggest, most terrifying roller coaster that you could, and that would get you some attention, but that's not always going to get a lot of families that want to enjoy the ride.
Exactly. I mean, we really want to cater to our guests. We want to keep them coming back and back and have a great experience, and we do have a lot of families throughout New England and even broader than that like to come to our park because we do have so many different things. We have some of our thrill rides like Superman, like Sky Screamer, but we also do have a few other rides in the park that do cater to that family and some of our newer thrill riders.
And what I love about Six Flags is, you know, it's never just a ride for the sake of being a ride. It always kind of fits in with an overall theme of the area of the park or in connection with some of the, you know, some of the other themes that are going on around it with some of the other rides. And this has a theme, a mindset to it as well. It's very steampunk in its design.
Exactly. It's themed around steampunk and Western influences, and it's in our Crack Axle Canyon area of the park, and so you'll feel a lot of those Western influences in this area as well. So we really think guests are going to enjoy it and enjoy the theming behind it.
And as you said, it's the first new coaster since 2017. Are there any other new rides or new attractions that are coming into the park for the season?
As of right now, we're really focused on opening Quantum Accelerator. That's our newest attraction. But we do have some new experiences in the park. So we actually just made the largest investment ever into our food and beverage services. We hired an executive chef. He's been hard at work, really kind of elevating our food. So we still have all of our favorites, but he's been working hard on new fresh ingredients and really giving it a lot more pop of flavor that we think guests are going to be really excited about this year.
And when does the park open up for the season?
So the park is open now. We're finishing up spring break, which is daily operation. And then we will go back to weekend operation So Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and then beginning June 11th, right around when schools get out, that's when we begin our daily operation.
And do you recommend, so if people are interested in coming, you know, obviously here in New Bedford, it's a little bit of a ride for us to go up there. So I would assume you'd probably recommend people should buy tickets online rather than show up at the park and try to buy tickets at the gate, because, you know, some days are busier than others.
Yeah, I would recommend heading over to our website. You'll see all of our tickets, our season passes. You can add parking onto that as well, admission to our water park. So definitely head over to our website. That would be the best. Our hours vary. We're usually open daily 11 to 7, but occasionally and weather dependent, we do have some changes, and that will always be on our website and social media as well.
And you said, so the park is open this week. Is the Quantum Accelerator already up and running, or is that coming soon?
It's still under construction. It's coming soon. It will be launching early summer 2025. So be on the lookout for the official opening announcement.
And do you plan on being on that first ride?
Yes, I am very excited about it.
You're going to have to report back to us. But I was watching the POV video, and I love the fact that you know, so many parks and ride constructions, they put these POV things together. Obviously, it's never going to duplicate the experience, but I think it does a lot to help people who are nervous about going on a roller coaster for the first time to kind of get an idea of what they're going to experience.
Definitely. And that's, we really like to push that out. You can see it on our social media. I know, I think you said you were going to have it on your website, so guests can really take a look at it. It's exciting. Like I said, this is a family thrill ride, so it doesn't go upside down, but it goes 45 miles an hour, and riders really are going to hug the ground as they tilt over 90 degree turns, and we even do have a little bit of a drop involved too. So it will be a great coaster for people, and they'll want to check out that POV.
Yeah, it sounds like for people who have never been on a roller coaster before, this is a good way for them to get into that, but also for people who are coaster enthusiasts, a different kind of ride and a different kind of experience that will still thrill them as well.
Exactly, and that's what we are so excited about, and that's why we really wanted to bring this ride to our park.
Listen, way back in the day when that was Riverside Park, I think the Runaway Train roller coaster was one of my very first ones that I ever rode, and it kicked off a lifelong love of coasters. So I'm sure this will do the same for some other young people.
You'll never forget the first coaster.
You'll never forget the last one either, because it just lives in the back of your mind until you ride the next one. All right. Well,
exactly.
This is great. I'm really looking forward to getting out there and giving it a try and seeing all the great things happening at the park this season. Thank you for joining us. And please keep us up to date with everything going on all summer long.
I will. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you. That is Sydney Snow of Six Flags. And we are going to have coming up later on in the month of May, we're going to have some giveaways for some Six Flags passes. So you're going to want to stay tuned for those as well. 508-996-0500. That is the number to call in and get involved in the discussion. We've been talking about a number of different things. I want to hear about your favorite roller coaster as well. If you want to call in and tell me about your favorite coaster, the favorite one you've ever ridden, whether it's still around or whether it's defunct. One of my favorites was the Corkscrew at Rocky Point. That was my first upside down coaster, and I will never forget that first feeling of going upside down, and I was terrified of doing it at first, and then when I did it, I was like, I like that a lot. Went right back and got in line again. So that'll always live in my mind as, you know, kind of the one that got me over that hump. I guess both literally and metaphorically. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. The people have listened earlier. Seems everybody is mental progress. They will now open parks, food, pies, the pizza, wraps, sandwich. Where do you find that money?
Find the money for pizza and food?
For everything, and keep that people alive. I never saw so people crazy like America. I'm going to tell you a beautiful story and is moral for yours, so for everybody. I went to my country. I was sick, very sick. And the doctor gave me injections. And he told me, you go to the clinic. And he told me the clinic in a city. I went there, and I asked for somebody. So it was a nurse, a man. And he saw I was from out of the country, and he says, I went to, I am 22 years. Mm. And since 17, my mother was every year asked me to go to America to see my vavo. And I never want to. I want for other police guy dream. With 22 years, he came here. He says he don't believe our love, he have fun in America. I don't know why. He told me so many times, and I said, I know. You want to know? And he said, yes. When you went to America, you arrived to grandma's door. Your grandma gave you a hug, gave you a kiss, very happy. You went to inside the house. She gave it to you the best room for you to live there. She gave you the best food. She gave you money for spending. She gave you your friends and things went to take you for the best place around the city you are. And when she came here, you look after 3 days. When she go out and come in to home, you look what she bring in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And when what she give you, when she give you some money, the present she bring you from there, when she arrives, I forgot to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And you then, a couple days, some days, you are all the time listening when she go back.
Yeah.
He mm-hmm. left and he said, I think it's because of that. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I saw the in place, the city, the best city. I saw all sidewalks, city, very tiny people, because they have their time crazy like you are in
age. Yeah, I mean, that is the case.
And They are sitting on the front of the fast foods, the restaurants,
mm-hmm.
with kids on his arms, tiny, they are very tiny. Was the tables full, the people? Was countries, they move there, they talk, they're going to fall like America, like crazy people like here.
Yeah, kind of always, yeah.
And they don't. They eat the money that they took. They are tiny with hungry, and nobody gives food to them. Nobody gives bed. They sleep in the asthmas.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. I gotta hold you there though, because I gotta take a break.
You understand because I am touching. I am touching mental people. I am touching you. You are all the time there advertising. Go to Human Poison. Go to this. Go to this. There's there a party with pizza. A lot of people there. And there's a party. Hey, where you can get better? Everybody's come. They come 30. They come countries 30. They are all big people. Fat. You are squeezing us.
That's probably true. But I do get
the money, taking our money, spending our money on the, and you have nothing for paid the to help the people pay rent.
I mean, yeah, you got to do all that first.
You have no money. Have no money for those. Well, take care of yourself.
Absolutely, I agree with that.
You are very sick. I listen to you, and I like to listen to you. Take care of yourself and everybody, like Michael, the next one, you.
Yep, Chris. Yep.
We can see Chris. we can see he has big problems. He's there with big problems. And he's only time to take care of the people. They take care of a lot of them.
Yeah, we've all got some problems, that's for sure.
He's the best there, all of you.
All right, well, you take care of yourself as well.
I take care. I am all the time with my mom with those clothes. I am waiting for those people to get out of here, for see another room, to see another house.
No,
I am in a cage. Come to see me, I tell you where I am, and you see the way I live.
Okay, well,
I am living all in my holy country. I was living a lot better, a big house, clean, and I live here very, very poor in America. Thank you. You are the best, and I wish the best for you and your family. Thank you.
Thank you. You as well. Have a good day. All right, I've got to take this break because, speaking of money, people are waiting for their chance to get the first code to try to win $10,000. It is $10,000 Thursday, and here's your very first code of the day.
Use it for the weekend or a one-night stand. Couldn't understand.
Welcome back in, and every morning, well, I don't have a halo hanging from my bed, but you know what I get at the end of my bed? My Dash laundromat bag, so I can put all my laundry in it, bring it on over to Dash, just leave it with them, and they'll wash, dry, fold it, put it all back in a nice little plastic bags, put it back in the big blue bag, and then I can just carry it all home. It's super easy. And you could be doing the same thing. Why are you still wasting time in your week when you've already got so much going on, when you could be having Dash do the laundry for you? But if you do insist on doing your laundry yourself, go to Dash and do it there. They've got brand new state-of-the-art machines. You can actually earn rewards back. So as you are paying to wash the clothes, you're earning back the money that covers drying the clothes. It's insane to just go and pay for both somewhere else. So stop by Dash Laundromat, 1 State Road in Dartmouth. See what they're all about. Talk with them. Maybe you want to sign up for their monthly subscription service, where starting at just $89 a month, they'll come to your house every week, pick up your laundry, wash, dry, fold it, premium detergent, dryer sheets, all kinds of stuff, bring it back to you and deliver it to your house. You don't even have to leave. They'll do it all for you. So they're located at 1 State Road in Dartmouth, and soon, coming soon, to the south end of New Bedford, right across from Kilburn Mill and the old Advance Auto Parts. They're going to have an even bigger, brighter, and better Dash laundromat for you to go get it done with Dash, but also for you to have them do it for you. That's my favorite part, and nothing better than being able to just open up that bag and pull a shirt out and throw it on, because they're nice, they're neat, they're not wrinkled. When I did my laundry myself, forget it. I was always a wrinkly mess. So go to dashlaundromat.com to find out more, or follow them on social media, or how about both? Picture that little girl in the meme. Why not both? Follow them and go to the website and go by and see for yourself. You're going to get it done with Dash. All right. I've got to take a break here for the news. When we come back, we'll take some of your calls. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. Take it away, Mike Roberts.
The latest on the New Jersey wildfires, more lawsuits against the president, and an update for the famous Shining Hotel.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
12 states, including New York, suing the Trump administration over the president's steep, wide-ranging tariffs.
New York Attorney General Letitia James has released a statement saying the president does not have the power to raise taxes on a whim. But that's exactly what President Trump has been doing with these tariffs. Connecticut, Arizona, Illinois, Colorado, Minnesota, and Delaware have all joined the suit, along with Maine, New Mexico, Oregon, Vermont, and Nevada. Arizona AG Chris Mays referred to Trump's tariffs as insane. The states are seeking a court order declaring the tariffs illegal. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
The Ocean County wildfire in New Jersey that's consumed 12,000 acres could become New Jersey's largest in nearly two decades. It's being fed by pine needles and dry leaves, but progress is being made, and Forest Service Fire Chief Bill Donnelly says it's now about 40% contained.
You know, everybody's used to seeing California and things like that, that chaparral that burns up them hills. And these pine barrens out here are the exact same type of fuel model. They are just like having napalm spread across the ground.
Hundreds of firefighters are battling the blaze, which was first spotted Tuesday. It's since spread. One business was destroyed, but no homes so far. Donnelly expects full containment at about 15,000 acres, hopefully by tomorrow night or Saturday morning. President Trump is supporting the idea of providing moms bonuses after having a child. The president's comments came after the media asked about reports of the administration considering the concept. Trump said it sounds like a good idea. The White House is looking to bring up the nation's birth rates with the bonus as one of the proposals. Some remote workers at Google are being told to return to the office or they could lose their jobs. CNBC reports the company is telling some staffers they need to show up at the office 3 days a week. Some of the employees had been previously remote 100%. A Google spokesperson says in-person collaboration is an important part about how the company innovates and solves complex problems.
A little slow tonight, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Mr. Torrance.
The hotel that inspired the horror classic, The Shining, is making major upgrades. The new owners of the Stanley Hotel in Colorado are tapping into municipal bonds to use nearly $300 million to add more rooms, an event center, and a horror museum curated by Blumhouse. That's the production studio behind movies like Halloween and Paranormal Activity. The goal is to take advantage of the Sundance Film Festival that's relocating to nearby Boulder in 2027. The Drug Enforcement Agency would like you to get rid of your leftover drugs. Saturday is National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, where the DEA sponsors sites across the country for disposal of unused prescription drugs. The goal is to keep them from being flushed and contaminating the water supply or ending up in the wrong hands. Collection sites open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and include most police stations. The first trailer has been released for I Know What You Did Last Summer. The film is the fourth in the slasher franchise. It follows a group of friends being stalked by a killer. The cast includes Jennifer Love Hewitt, Freddie Prinze Jr., Madeline Klein, and Tariq Withers. I Know What You Did Last Summer hits theaters on July 18th.
WBSM Sports.
It was the Mariners over the Red Sox last night, 8-5. Those two will wrap things up this afternoon at 1:35. Celtics pulling ahead 2-0 over the Orlando Magic, 109-100. Game 3 heads to Orlando tomorrow night at 7.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
We're largely dry. We see plenty of sunshine. Temperatures not too bad in the afternoon either, with most of us in the low and mid 60s. I do want to mention we have the potential for a small area of low pressure to track our way that could throw a couple clouds into the mix. Even a stray shower, not out of the question. Nothing too wild here, just something to keep in mind. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
You are listening to the Tim Weisbrot Show on WBSM.
All right, let's go back to the phones. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning again.
Yes. Thank you for calling back.
All right. Continuing on my journey discussion. When we were on our going around to the seven churches, because that was the pathway that Jesus took to the cross. And the second to the last, number six, was the chapel. And when we arrived, there must have been about seven or eight guys just hanging around between the chapel and I think it's the art showcase.
Oh, yeah, the art museum. Building. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's right next
to me. And the hallway is lit, and they're all sitting there. A couple of them came out and started with the religious fables and all this stuff, nice and loud and all that. And they finally quieted down, and we went inside to do what we normally do at that time.
If I can interrupt for a moment, what do you mean by religious fables? Questioning your faith or?
No, like a racial blurb or something, yeah, to that effect. And
so they were kind of like they were mocking your beliefs, kind of.
Right.
Okay.
Because the chapel, I believe, is a Christian or a Catholic chapel. I'm not sure because it's changed so much. Well, anyway, I observed the cross right where the bathroom used to be at City Hall. There must have been about maybe 10, 12 people just hanging around there, walking back and forth towards the bus station in front of City Hall. And then the library, which is another hangout place, and they were there. There were others there hanging around, and they were just sitting, talking, and they weren't doing it, just being back and forth. And I said to myself, don't these people have anything better to do than just hang around here? And then it dawned me, maybe they are homeless and don't have a real place to go to. And I don't know, it doesn't look good, especially for the city. If tourists were here and they went around just looking at the different spots in the evening, maybe going looking for a restaurant, and they really didn't know their way, and they see all these people congregating around that bathroom, which was a public bathroom at one time. And it's just not, there should be some way that they are not allowed to do that, because it does give people the wrong impression about City Hall. Like, oh, go ahead here, hang here, it's not bad.
But what if that was a dozen people hanging out on the steps that were all, you know, in shirt and tie? Would you feel differently about it?
Yeah. I would ask myself, what are they hanging around City Hall? Is there a meeting or something that's getting out late? But there were no lights on when we were there Thursday night. And if there was, I mean, hey, maybe they wanted to do a meeting out in there.
But, I mean, that's the issue.
There shouldn't be any hanging around the city hall or even the library, unless you want to go in and read the books. And read something and have the doors open and they can go in and, you know, sit, read the newspapers and go upstairs and view the paintings that are up there. And same thing with City Hall. Open the City Hall if they want to just walk around, you know, to get warm. Okay, they leave and then they go about their business. But to be there hour after hour... And now when I saw them, they were in, I believe it's the, like I said, the art building. Mm-hmm. And they're just sitting there in the hallway where the light, not the door was closed, but the light was on because of security, like all buildings do today and houses. But I don't know. It just doesn't look good. It gives people the wrong impression that, oh, look at this. Why do I want to come down here? Or people, maybe they got lost and they're looking for a certain restaurant. They can't find it. And they see all these people hanging around. So, you know, it puts people's, they get nervous when they see, especially if you're walking around. I mean, going by there and looking.
Listen,
they have for 50s a night.
I gotta address this because I'm sure there's some people that are listening that are thinking the same thing. Here you are judging these people who might not have anywhere else to go. You know, who might be to use a phrase, the least of us. As you are walking through, observing the crucifixion of Jesus. I mean, did not Jesus teach you that? You know, you have to have compassion and love for those people and not be judgmental of them.
That's true. Jesus did preach love, and he did preach that have faith in people, and he was a preacher, shall we say, a prophet, one of the prophets, one that came down and, like John the Baptist and a few of the other gentlemen and ladies that spoke out against tyranny, against abuse by the Roman conquerors that were there at that time in control of the what was Palestine and what was Israel.
We don't need to get into a whole big theology thing, but your point is taken, though. Loitering is an issue, but the problem is there's nothing that they can do about it legally. That's the problem. I do got to hold you there, though, because I got some other calls.
You brought up a certain point. Hello?
Hi, yeah.
Okay. Why not open that bathroom like it used to be, and you have people, maybe two or three persons, working in that bathroom facility, keep it clean.
People right, and just, go in just kind of monitor it, yeah, make sure that everybody's...
Yeah, but the thing with that is, who's going to pay them?
Listen, there's city? Yeah, but there's probably right. Grants you can get for that. There's probably money that can be found for that. You're not paying a full-time person and giving them benefits and retirement and pensions and all that. You could do that with part-time people.
Well, if that persists, that's what it will turn out to be, because then you're going to need people around the clock making sure that there's nothing else going on in that facility that has been...
No, you just lock the door.
...by the city.
You just lock the door in the off hours.
Well, if you're going to have an open bathroom that people can use, especially people that have had problems, that can't find facilities, don't want to be put into a halfway house, et cetera, or don't want to be involved with some of the community services here, then you need someone or a few people to operate that, keep it clean, keep everything fresh. But this is City Hall.
No, sure, I get it. I got to hold you there, though, because...
The bus terminal is the problem. It should have never been put there. Never.
All right,
it should have been put in another area that still people can have access to.
All right, point taken. I do got to hold you there. I got to take this break here. Okay. I'm up against it. You have a great day.
You too, and thank you.
And Gilly's on hold. I don't want Gilly to think that I kept him on hold for 42 minutes, but I got to take a break. Gilly, when I come back, I'm going to take you. You'll be my first call as soon as we come back after a quick break. And it's another beautiful day out there, another great day to go get a steak at the butcher shop and throw that on the grill for dinner, or some chicken, or some celebrity pork chops, or whatever else you want. Check out The Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. They've got all kinds of great stuff, and as I keep telling you, it's not pre-wrapped meat that's just sitting out in a refrigerator for hours at a time and maybe even days. This is stuff that is cut fresh right in front of you and cut exactly the way that you want it. I mean, maybe not right in front of you if you're short like me. The counters are kind of high, so it's hard to see. But, you know, a normal adult person can probably see over it. And but it really is that old school neighborhood feel where they treat you like they are part of the family. So stop by the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, and see the difference that the Pinaretta family makes with the butcher shop. All right, let's go back to the phones. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. You know, the mayor left everybody hanging. Okay, you know, I've always supported the mayor and everything. But I just want to get it right out there, right off the bat. He created this mess when he put Paul up front of his to get him where he was, the chief of police. And Paul stuck it up to Mayor's keister numerous times. Now, I got that off my chest. Now, he made a comment yesterday that they can, where a common person, common sense, what he said was they got a right to wait for their lawyers. Now, when a police officer, everybody's seen that tape, right? You've seen the video, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tim?
Yep.
You've seen the video?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you look at the video, the officer that was outside the window and a guy's wife was the one that was videotaping it. You've seen the officer making with his thumb and his finger a 2-inch, telling him to put the window down for 2 inches where he could pass his papers, oh, everything into it. He refused to even, he was looking straight ahead. How many times, and they could even, everybody says, well, you know, they don't want him to take off. They could put the keys through the thing. You're trying to tell me now, you don't think a common folk out there, most of the people out there, the way the mayor said, that they can call their lawyer? Don't you think now they're going to say, I want to call my lawyer. I'm not opening. He's putting... He's an attorney. He knows the law. You follow me what I'm saying here?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's if the law is the same between a police officer and an ICE agent. I don't know that to be the case.
You don't?
No.
Okay, now, I'm glad you brought that up. Okay, I'm going to say something here that people that work for the city have lost sight of it. Everybody, you have a lot of veterans on the police department. You have a lot of veterans on the fire department. Am I right or wrong?
I'm sure you do.
Okay. Now, when they were in the service, they had a chain of command. And they know how to follow the chain of command. When they become working for the city, now when it comes to politics, they forget the chain of command. You know, it comes to a point that the mayor's made so many enemies in the police department because of what he did with Paul Oliveira that they don't pay attention to him. So they're going to try to stick it up his keister. So they're not going to give him the chain of men like they're supposed to be doing. So now, but the mayor left it out there that anybody can say, I want to call my lawyer. A common folk like myself, common sense, that's the thing that I always try to tell people, common sense. When a police officer tells you to lower your thing or a law enforcement person, they're there to defuse the thing, not escalate. If you look at the video, the person that escalated that was, you know who it was? Their attorneys, they're telling him you don't have to call, you don't have to open the door. They don't know that unless they're coached. To put the blame on them too, but you got to take it that he put a lot of police officers in harm's way to say that they can call their lawyers. They had to defuse the situation, not escalate. And if you look at that video,
yeah, the ICE agents were not there to defuse the situation. They were definitely there to escalate a situation.
How do you know that? Wait a minute.
Because by the very nature of detaining somebody, that's an escalation of the situation.
But they were trying to tell him they would roll down the window. Would you roll down the window if a police officer or a law enforcement officer is telling you to open the window.
Not unless they presented me a valid reason to do so, and they're calling him by a name that's not his. If they're at my car window saying, Mr. Safiolas, open your window, I'm going to tell them I'm not Mr. Safiolas, and I'm going to just sit there and I'm going to wait until somebody shows up to explain to them that I'm not Mr. Safiolas. I got to hold you there, though, Gilly. I got to take a break.
No, see, you got to hold me. You got to hold me. I knew you were going to do that.
No. I'm just using you as an example of calling me a different name.
You also are shutting me off, and I told you I was going
to. I'm shutting you off because I have 3 minutes to go, and I have a 3 minute break. That's why I'm shutting you off.
You just let a guy go on and on.
All right, you're done. Calling this show is a privilege, Gilly Safiolas, not a right. And if you're going to call in and tell me how to run the show, I'm going to let you sit on hold for 42 minutes so you then can call the next show and bitch about that. And don't call my office either, because I don't know if you caught on yet. I don't answer the phone when you call my office either. I don't want to talk to you when I'm not on the air. Don't come to the door. Don't call me. In fact, if you come back again to complain about anything, I'm going to have to get a no trespass order. You're a pain in the ass. I let you call back when I should have just said, I only got a minute left. You got a minute to go in the last hour. But I let you call back and you're going to complain about the time that I gave you? Now I wasted the time I got to play for the break to complain about you. News flash for you, Gilly. Nobody wants to hear your calls. Only you. But I'm sorry. Call back tomorrow. We'll have a nice conversation. I'm just mad because he was telling me how to run the show. I generally like Gilly. He makes the show more spicy and more exciting. I'm just messing with you, sir. All right. Maybe. Let me take that break.